The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Dermot Gavin, gold medal winner at Chelsea, garden designer extraordinaire, is going to tell us about an extraordinary design in the south of Ireland.
Yes, it's an amazing story, and it's a garden that many of us will know, Garnish Island or Ilnacullen, which I think translates as Island of the of Holly. So it's in a remarkable spot just off Glengariff in County Cork. You have to go there by boat. It was about a 15-minute trip, yeah, where you see some wonderful grey Atlantic seals basking on the rocks.
Now, before we get to the origins of the garden, yeah, there's something of a microclimate there that allows plants to flourish.
So there is a microclimate, so it rarely, if ever, ever, ever gets frost. So no heavy snows or anything like that. So plants from the parts of the Americas, from Central America, from South America, from Africa would thrive. Even so, it's a bit like the Scilly Isles in Britain. So plants that would be tender, even in other parts of coastal Cork, might thrive here.
So who built the garden on Garnish Island? It is all a garden, actually.
It's all a garden. That's what it is. So John and Anne Bryce, Sir John and Anne Bryce and his wife Violet, he was Belfast born, but he was a Scottish MP brought up in Glasgow. She was a London society hostess and beauty with strong Irish connections. So her family were originally from County Offaly, and her dad's name, his actual name, was Champagne Lestrange.
Champagne Lestrange, what a name.
So you can imagine that I've...
Gilly Cooper could use that name.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. It'd be a good one for rivals. So they lived in Marylebone in London, the 8-bedroom mansion there. They could host 600 people for parties. So really, wow, quite extraordinary. They had he was in business. He went out to Siam and Burma, found lots of teak. He was a member of the Royal Geographical Society, would come back to London, give lectures on all what he'd seen. He made an absolute fortune, so much so that when he died, the auction of contents of the London house took 8 days.
Wow.
So her family connections, she was a cousin of Countess Markovic. She would holiday in Glengariff, and he knew of the island because a sister-in-law, her family, who were originally from Manchester, had owned at one stage the island, but the British War Office owned it and he bought it from them.
It was part of the coastal defences, one presumes.
Exactly. It was the first place one of those Napoleonic Martello Towers was created, but that's all there was. There was a family who lived there, maybe an old cottage, but it was pretty much a barren island. So they bought it because, knowing the area, they knew how plants would grow, and she really wanted to create a paradise on that island.
I presume she wasn't out with the trowel herself. She got someone to design the garden.
So they got somebody. They knew this guy, the garden designer du jour, a guy called Harold Peto, an Edwardian kind of gent, who designed really beautiful garden. But he reckoned that he could use the Robinsonian, Robinson, Irish garden designer, that lazy Irish style with the more formal kind of arts and crafts style. So he planned out the gardens. But when they started planting, first of all, legend has it that they took 100 people, worked for 4 years, 100 men, bringing over boatloads of soil. This was a sore point with Violet. She didn't like when people pointed that out, but certainly they did improve the soil. Initially, the plantings failed, and then they advertised for a Scottish gardener, maybe thinking somebody from the Highlands would understand the conditions. And a guy called Murdoch McKenzie got the job and lived there for the rest of his life and really transformed the place. And how he transformed the place was creating a shelter belt of Scots and Monterey pines. And once that was up, all the plants that they were bringing in were able to be incorporated into the
garden. Now, there are physical elements as well as the planting. There are buildings and statues and other things.
So it is remarkable. So they it is remarkable for that. So their collection of statues. So it would have been a later version of the Grand Tour. They would have gone and got Egyptian tombs and all sorts of carvings from Florence, from Rome, from Greece. They purchased them. They brought them back. They incorporated them into the structures of the garden. They made pavilions using Bath stone, a sunken Italian garden, Grecian kind of temple, and all these things are set within this magnificent, just off the coast of Glengariff, so mountains in the background, and it's beyond superb.
It's wonderful, and it's such an ambush when you cross in the boat and you land on it, you're in another world.
It's like a fantasy island, it really is. The intention was to build a grand mansion. They got Pito and a firm of architects from Belfast to design a seven-storey mansion to rival kind of the local Bantry House. But they lost an awful lot of money in investments in Russia in 1917, investments in oil. So all investment in the house stopped. So it was only the gardener's cottage that was built and then all these different feature gardens.
Now, who owns the garden today and did it pass out of the family?
It did. The garden was taken over by Roland. She went, Violet, after her husband's death in the 1930s, she went to live there in the gardener's cottage. That was expanded. So she lived there with, I think it's Maureen O'Sullivan, a wonderful local lady who was the housekeeper, and Murdoch. And eventually her son came, once the dad died, the son came, and he ran the garden and continued gardening there. And in 1953, he left it. Actually, it was quite challenging because he wanted to leave it to the Irish nation, but they wouldn't accept any expensive country houses without a cash endowment. So he left it to the office of the Taoiseach. Which was amazing, and visitors such as George Bernard Shaw and Agatha Christie came and
so the OPW has it now.
The OPW and are doing a wonderful job with it.
Very good, Dermot. And a recommendation, anyone who gets a chance, get to Glengariff.
From March to October, out on the boat and into those amazing gardens. And again, on Instagram, I've put a video up of it today, a drone video, which is wonderful.
Dermot Gavin, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.